Now, the whole question of how the judiciary deals with prison overcrowding will be the subject of a review to Parliament this afternoon. Lord Carter will recommend judges should take into account the number of prison places available when handing down sentences. Under the proposals, offenders normally given short custodial terms would only go to prison if there were enough space. But the Conservatives say the government should be building more prison places, not letting offenders escape jail, as Katie Russell reports.
There is a problem at the heart of our criminal justice system. We're locking up too many people. Proportionately the highest numbers in Western Europe, and there just isn't room. 11,000 prisoners have been released early in the last 5 months as a coping strategy. Lord Carter's review, to be reported to Parliament this afternoon, is expected to recommend offenders who would normally be given short custodial sentences of less than 6 months to go to prison only if there is sufficient space. Greater use of community sentences to ease overcrowding and the limiting of indeterminate prison sentences introduced 4 years ago. There's also a suggestion it will recommend building more prisons, financed by selling off inner-city jails for redevelopment.
It costs now almost £120,000 per place to build a new prison place. That probably would mean less investment in drug treatment, less in mental health care, the things that actually cut crime. And just more and more of the same. And I think the only thing that will result from that is we'll have armies of ex-prisoners coming out of prison, homeless, jobless, and ready to offend again.
Most controversial, though, will be the suggestion that a sentence should be determined not by the crime, but by how full our prisons are at a particular time. It's an idea put forward 5 years ago by the then Lord Chief Justice, Lord Wolfe, ignored by the government then. Since then, overcrowding has got even worse. Last Friday, the total number in jail in the UK was 81,000, the vast majority held in prison, the vast majority male. Back in 1993, the number was 41,600. By 2014, the projected prison population will reportedly be anywhere between 88,000 and almost 102,000.
The idea that it's going to be based on whether there's a prison place or not is undermining the justice system, really, and I think that it will lower public confidence. If you've got two people committing the same offence and yet they're getting totally different sentences just on the exigencies of overcrowding, then that can't be right.
The government is expected to approve most of Lord Carter's recommendations, although it will stress heavily that jail is still the only option for violent and dangerous criminals.
A 20,000...